Well, good morning. Here we are once again, gathering together in all of our different places to do the same thing, and that is to lift high the name of our living and our good and our gracious God. There are several different things going on this Sunday. One is that this is the Sunday in the life of the church that people around the world celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven. And so after he rose from the dead, he walked the earth for 40 more days, and then he ascended into heaven, and he promised his disciples that when he went there, he would send a helper to be with them, that they would not be alone. And so on Ascension Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus is not only in one place at one time, but that the presence of the Holy Spirit is God with us all the time, in every place. And so we have hearts that lift up to praise our God, knowing that through his Spirit, he is indeed with us. It's also Memorial Day weekend. And so as we worship, we are mindful that the freedoms that we experience have not come freely without great cost. We speak of that as a nation, of course, and then we can't help but think of the gift of our salvation and this freedom that we have to live with Christ because of the great price that he paid for us. So we will offer up prayers for that a bit later in the service. But we are all here because we find our strength and our hope and our life in the living God. Would you hear these words from Acts 1, words of Jesus' ascension? So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" He replied, "It's not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, this morning, we gather together, not as people who look up at the clouds and some heavenly days, but as people who have been called forth by your Spirit to keep on living and to keep on working and to keep on giving our lives into this kingdom that's coming right here and right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come and that you are coming again. And thank you that until that time, your Spirit is here with us. And so as we worship in this place this morning, could we sense your Spirit in our midst, in our church, in our homes? Father God, would you assure us that you are with us and that your heart delights when we lift up our worship to you? Be glorified, O God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, continuing in our series of who we are, hello, my name is, and learning our different names that Scripture gives for us. Verses 12 through 17. This is Paul talking. "When I came to Troas to proclaim the good news of Christ, a door was open for me in the Lord, but my mind could not rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said farewell to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not peddlers of God's word like so many, but in Christ we speak as persons of sincerity, as persons sent from God and standing in his presence." Would you pray with me? Father God, as we turn to your word. We do so because we want to hear from you, and we believe that you speak to us. And so we pray that your Spirit would open our hearts and help us hear whatever it is you want us to hear, so you might help us be whoever it is you want us to be, so you might help us do whatever it is you want us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Smell is a fascinating thing, isn't it? It's that one sense we have that can take us to another time and another place just like that, without us even knowing we were going there. After my first year of college, I signed up to be a summer missionary at a campground in the mountains of Arkansas. It was really my very first go at trying out ministry on my own. And our only job duties that summer were really to hold a Sunday morning devotional service at a little amphitheater out there in the mountains. And then to do a program for kids most mornings for like an hour or two. And besides that, we were free to hike and to swim and to walk around and just meet people who were out on family vacation camping in this beautiful place. That summer, I really began to grow in who God was creating me to be, calling me to be. It was transformational in every way. And to this day, almost 20 years later, anytime I get a whiff of the smell of a campfire, which happens a lot around here in Washington, just like that, I am back in the Ouachita Mountains of Arkansas, walking through those campgrounds, growing as the summer missionary. The other night, I gave my very first go at making homemade chicken fried steak. Now, my grandma, she was like the queen of all things Southern cooking. Red beans, cornbread, fried chicken, fried catfish, fried okra, fried squash. Turns out Southern people have an issue with obesity more than people up here for a reason, but it's worth it because it's good. And her very best dish, in my opinion, was her homemade chicken fried venison, her chicken fried deer steak. My grandpa would go out and hunt and bring in the meat, and oh my goodness, I remember being in her kitchen so many times and watching as she just worked her magic with this meat and the flour and the egg and the oil, and this amazing thing came out that was the best dinner you ever had. And the other night when I was making my very own version of Mimi's chicken fried steak, the second that flour on that meat hit that oil and sent off that smell of burning flour, oh my goodness, I could have been 8 years old back in my grandma's house again. The smell took me there just like that. When I lived in this little town, Mansoura, Egypt, there was this one main road through town that I had to walk up and down every single day. And there was this one little corner on this road that people, for some reason, just dumped their trash in an empty lot. It wasn't official. It just kind of became that way. And so just heaps and heaps of trash in this lot on this main stretch of road. And there were certain days in this delta humid place in Egypt when the sun was out just right, and I'd walk past this trash heap. And it took everything within me to keep my lunch down. Just the smell was overwhelming. And to this day, if I get the slightest hint of a smell of rotten trash, not what you want to think about this morning, I know, but it's true. If I get just the slightest whiff of the smell of trash, every single time, just like that, I am back on this corner in Mansoura, Egypt. And I'm seeing the shops, and I'm seeing the people, I'm seeing the men in their galabeas, and the women in their scarves, and I'm seeing the taxis go by, just by the smell of trash, just like that. At Christmas time, scented candles, not just any scent, pine-scented candles and air fresheners, they fly off the shelves. people seem to be buying real Christmas trees less and less. So they're putting up artificial trees and artificial wreaths and artificial garland, but they still want the smell of Christmas. What is that about? What is it about the smell that can evoke the warm, fuzzy Christmas feelings in a way that all the other decorations just can't quite get to? It feels like we can't always put our finger on it, but we just know it when we smell it. When we smell the pine and the cranberry, all of a sudden we're back in that place wherever we were as a child with the family gathered around, and that childlike wonder and excitement and innocence about all things Christmas. And it's the smell that takes us there, just like that. Did you know that God also has a thing for smells? Ever thought about that? 2 Corinthians 2, Paul is updating us on his most recent journeys. He's been going all over the place. He went there, then he went there, tried to find his friend there, couldn't find him, went somewhere else. Paul's life is a busy life. And it's one where he just is jumping around from place to place to place, sometimes because he wants to be, sometimes because he has to be. But everywhere he goes, he just keeps showing up, sharing news of Jesus along the way. And reflecting on his journey, he says, "Thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." You see, Paul compares our lives with Jesus to two things: a triumphal procession, like a victory parade and a joyful march, and a pleasing aroma. This aroma, it comes from that march, from that journey. It seems that as we move through life with Jesus, we're stirring up the smells of Jesus wherever we go. You ever thought about that? You know how sometimes when you're shopping in Safeway, walking through the aisles, and someone passes by you, someone you've never known before, and you get this whiff, if they pass by you, of their lotion or of their perfume, and all of a sudden, without even knowing it, you're thinking about somebody else. Maybe someone you haven't thought about in months, but someone who has that same smell, who uses that same stuff. And the smell, it reaches you as their movement stirs up the air around you. And it turns out that it's a lot the same as we move with Jesus. We actually stir up the smells of Jesus that sneak up on and sometimes overcome those around us. Maybe even some who weren't even planning to think about Jesus that day. And all of a sudden we pass by and they get a smell and they're thinking, "Jesus, could it be Jesus?" I know this sounds strange. We don't talk about smells a lot. Well, let's play with the images a little bit more. First, the image of this triumphal procession. You see, Paul's life was one that was in constant motion. It seems that every day since he had met Jesus, he woke up ready to be on adventure with Jesus. And sometimes that adventure led him right into a good stoning. And sometimes it led him into a place where he could preach the good news to a whole bunch of people who would believe on the spot. And sometimes that adventure with Jesus led him to prison. And sometimes to new opportunities, only to then be led away to another call. Paul's journey with Jesus, by the world's perceptions, would look quite exhausting. At times, depressing, wearisome, intense, even at times, totally random. And you could even say that some of the stops along the way in Paul's journey looked like they were nothing more than total failure, letdowns. And yet Paul proclaims, we Jesus followers, we're all just members in this ongoing victory march wherever we go. We're participants in this great parade, he says, that just keeps moving with Jesus in the lead. No matter where we are, no matter the circumstance, we as Jesus people are marching on in this beautiful parade, prison days and good days. They're all just part of this grand adventure, marching with Jesus. My friends, this morning I wonder if that's how you see your life, your identity. Is it all just one big journey with Jesus? Waving your arms wherever you go in worship of him. No matter if the parade is on the city streets or the back alleys. Through struggles and pandemics and stay-at-home orders and lost jobs and new opportunities. Is it all just one great big adventure with Jesus? Do you see the twist and the turns of life that way? Just more opportunities to know Jesus and to dance with Jesus in a new place, in a new way. That's who Scripture says we are. That we are folks who are marching, who are adventuring with Jesus. Are you on an adventure? Are you living into your true identity? Earlier this week, I was running trails in one of my favorite places nearby. And as I was running, I was just praying, talking to Jesus. And I had been running for a long while, and I had prayed for a gazillion things during that time. And one of the things I prayed for, because I talked to Jesus about everything, I prayed for my dog. Because she went to the river and played with rocks and stuff several weeks ago. And she did something during that adventure, and it kind of messed up her hip or her leg, and she's been limping lately. And you guys know that I love my dog. And when I see her limping, all the mother feels come out, and I hate to see her not be herself. And I keep knowing that I should just let her stay home and let her rest. But every time I put my shoes on and get ready to go, she follows me around the house, and her eyes are real big and her ears are up, and she's cutting me off at every turn. And it's like I can hear her. If she could speak English, she'd be saying, where are you going? Where are you going? Please take me. Please take me. Please take me. I don't care about my hip. Just take me. I want to go on the adventure. And so I just keep taking her, and then we have fun, and I come home, and all night long she limps, and then I feel like a terrible dog mom. And so I'm running, and I'm praying to God for my dog. And I say, God, would you just make her feel better? Would you heal her? Because I just can't leave her home. She just wants to adventure with me so bad. And God, you know that she's like my favorite little travel companion. And I wouldn't even be here right now if she wasn't with me. I don't go on these back trails alone. God, make my dog Charlie better so we can keep adventuring, because I just love my adventure dog. So I prayed that, and then I kept running. And a couple miles later, I said, Jesus, I just want to run with you. I'm going to stop talking, and Jesus, you just speak into my heart as we run. And I tell you guys the craziest thing. My heart just warmed up as it heard these words that weren't from myself. Such a simple, sweet message. And Jesus spoke to my heart on that trail and said, Jamie, I love you kind of like you love Charlie. He said, I love to see you rest because I know you need to rest, and sometimes you don't rest enough. He said, but you know what I love the most about our relationship? I love how every morning you wake up and you come to me and say, Jesus, where are you going today? Where are you going? Can I go? Can I go? He said, I love that you have in your heart this spirit of adventure with me. He said, I love that whatever I'm up to that day, your biggest fear is that you might miss out and you just want to be there. He said, Jamie, I'm seeing you more and more as my adventure buddy. And I love that. And oh, you guys, my heart swelled up hearing these words that I never even thought of. That's what I want to be. That is what I want to do. every morning, wherever I am, whatever the circumstances, to want nothing more than to put on my shoes and say, Jesus, 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 where are you going? Where are you going? Just don't leave me. I want to go too. Whatever it is, what a gift to be in his parade and to get to go wherever it is that parade goes. Even through the dark valleys and the dark alleys and the back roads. What a gift to be on a journey with Jesus. That's who we are, Jesus's adventure buddies. Are you living in to who you are? Then there's the aroma. The aroma. As we walk with him, the smell of Jesus comes off of us to all that we encounter. And did you get this? Not only to people, but also to God. Did you get that? Did it make you say, I hope it did because it's profound. It says, we are the aroma of Christ to God. What could that mean? The aroma of Christ to God. You know, I wonder if sometimes, just like the campfires take me back to Arkansas, if the way that we live our lives with Jesus, if God the Father, who's always watching us, doesn't sometimes get a whiff of what we're up to. And without even realizing it, suddenly God the Father is back 2,000 years ago. Watching Jesus walk the earth. You're thinking, my pastor has lost her mind. No, stick with me. I wonder if sometimes he's back by whiffing our lives, by smelling our lives, by seeing our lives to those places where he was when his son was here on this earth, doing his will and pleasing his father's heart at every turn. Could we, little old we, take God the Father back to the days that his son walked the earth by the smell that we give off? We are the aroma of Christ to God. When we're marching with Jesus, we will simply do what the parade master does. And so I wonder if sometimes when we show up and decide to forgive our enemies, to love our enemies, and to pray for our enemies, I wonder if the Father who is with us gets a whiff of all of this. And all of a sudden he's back in that room when Jesus breaks the bread and hands a piece to Judas and says, yes, Judas, my body broken even for you. Does our smell sometimes take the Father back to that sacred place? Just like that. Can we be as Christ? Us Christians. That word, you know what it means? Little Christ. Does the Father sometimes get a good whiff of us and think of him, his son? We are the aroma of Christ to God. I wonder if sometimes when we lay down our rights and our wants to love our neighbors, if the Father gets a good whiff of that and immediately thinks of his son. When we choose not to gather in person, even though we have the right to do it, but we lay down our wants and our desires to care for our community. I wonder if the Father sniffs and notices that we smell a lot like Jesus. I wonder if the Father sniffs. And sometimes he's right back in that room. Jesus kneeling before his disciples, taking on the role of a servant and washing their feet. To that moment when he laid down his right to the seat of honor and took on the cloak of a slave to bless his community. Could our humble laying down of our rights for others sometimes give off a smell that takes God right back to Jesus? Can we be as Christ, us Christians, little Christ? Does the Father sometimes get a whiff of us and think of Him? We are the aroma of Christ to God. I wonder if sometimes when we decide to be a people who are going to live generously, if our God gets a whiff of it, and just like that, He's back in the temple watching His Son teach the disciples by pointing at a widow who threw in her very last coin into the offering plate and saying, "Now that is total surrender." Can our giving put off an aroma that takes God there and makes Him remember Jesus showing the way on earth through us? We are the aroma of Christ to God. I wonder if sometimes when we reach out of our comfort zones to love children and to bless widows, and to dine with those who are messy and who are lost, if the Father gets a whiff of our lives marching on with Jesus, and all of a sudden He's back. He's back seeing His Son swoop up those kiddos into His very own arms. He's back in that place where the widow was hunched over, crippled in her back, and Jesus touched her and said, "Stand up and be tall." I wonder if sometimes through our lives, He's back, the Father is back at those feasts where His Son hosted sinners and tax collectors, and they had the time of their lives eating and showing what it means to love. I wonder if when we choose to forgive the one who's hurt us the most, if the Father sometimes gets a whiff of that, and in a snap, He's back. Looking over Calvary and hearing His Son cry out, "Father, forgive them." The ultimate cry of compassion and love. Through our lives sometimes give off this smell that takes the Father back to that beautiful moment. Smelling what our lives give off, does it ever take the Father back to the Son? Us, little Christ, marching with the Christ, leaving His aroma wherever we go. Does the Father get a whiff of us and think of His Son? Oh, I pray He does. More and more in my life, oh God, I pray that You do. Hello. My name is Triumphant Marcher Who Smells Like Jesus. Write that on a name tag. People will ask you some good questions. Triumphant Marcher Who Smells Like Jesus. The more I live into that name, the more I will see the Jesus parade around me growing and growing. Because when people smell life, they can't help but start dancing in the parade and marching the victory march too. Turns out everybody wants to be on the winning team. When they see the one who is victorious overall, they're going to join that parade. My friends, is the Jesus parade growing all around you? It's a good way to know if our name has sunk in yet. Is the Jesus parade growing all around you as you march on in victory and give off His smell wherever you go, through whatever you do? Is the Jesus parade growing around you? Because if you're living into your name, that's the only option. People aren't going to be able to help it, but want to come in and be in it too. This week, let's march on. Let's give off some good Jesus smells. And let's dance the victory dance behind our King, no matter where this wild parade takes us. Are you in? You Jesus-smelling marchers, are you in? I'm so in. Would you come and march with me? And I wonder who else we can get to march with us. Jesus smelling triumphant marchers. What a name. Let's get to it. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we wander aimlessly more times than we want to admit. We just ease into things in life, assuming they're random. We just get stuck in the daily routine, just waiting for Friday. Ah. And all the time, every morning, you're getting the drums going and you're saying, my parade is about to take off again. Are you in? Are you in? This week, oh God, we want to march with you. Wherever our days take us, we want to remember that it's all part of this grand adventure with you. And as we follow right behind you, may we be so close to you that we start to smell like you. And as we turn to love those that we pass by in this parade, could they smell you too? And smelling you in us, could they join the parade? God, I pray in my life this week that 100 times over, I would give myself to the love and the work of Jesus in such a way that you, the Father, look at me and think of him. There could be no greater desire in my heart for this week. I pray the same for my brothers and my sisters and my friends. Let it be said of us that we were triumphant, marching, Jesus-smelling people. What a beautiful name. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.